Mr. Bennett?
Yes, sir.
Could you make your presentation, please?
Yes, sir. I'm Andy Bennett with the firm of Carnahan, Evans, Cantwell, and Brown, and this is Barry Schwartz, my client. We have two matters that we had filed on. I don't know which one you'd like to take up first.
First one, it deals with the penthouse condominium.
Okay.
Our number is 0177.
Is that the one where the new assessment is based on a fair market value of $18 million?
Yes,
$18,040,311.
Okay, thank you. This will just take me a couple of minutes. I know you all have other things to do. Just a very preliminary background on this property. In the 2008 assessment, there was originally a market value set at $26,929,000 approximately. We appealed that and reached an agreement with the assessor's office that the market value on that for 2008, this is not 2009, but for 2008, would be $15,469,000. In conjunction with that agreement, Mr. Strahan and Ms. Wyatt sent correspondence to me confirming the stipulated amount of that for 2008 in a letter dated June 17 of 2009. It stated with regard to that piece of property that it would now have a market value of $15,469,000. And I provided that to the clerk. I don't know if that's something that I can.
I'll make a recommendation that we go with the $15,459,800 and resolve this issue. The $26 million was a value that we had added plus all the condos above. So when we split out the condos that had sold out the individuals, it dropped the $26 million. The $26 million was the entire complex. When we split those condos out, then Kenny did, it lowered the value to the $15,459,800, which was a stipulated value of just addition and subtraction.
Okay.
So I have no problems with that. When we had...
You better put a little bit lower than he asked for.
That was a mistake on our part. The $18 million had included some land that the city... When we reworked it, we had to rework it all. And the taxes have been paid on the $15 million, right?
Yes.
Through the stipulated number.
Yes.
I would move that the request be granted for $15,469. That's what they requested.
Second.
$469 or $459?
$469. That's what they
requested. I'm getting, they're saying $469, and James said a different figure.
Yeah, he said $459,800.
My motion was to grant the appeal as requested. Is there a second or not?
You have a second.
Yeah, I gave you a second.
Second, sure.
Mr. Bennett, is that, you think we got the right number?
Yes, I believe it is, sir. Yeah.
It's what we stipulated to as a correction. Me and Kenny's seeing a little discrepancy here for some reason.
Maybe it should have been taken
Our main interest is to make sure that the total comes to the same numbers with the addition and subtraction. Right?
This is what we had stipulated to and got corrected, 408.
Correct.
And the taxes were paid on.
Give us that number.
$15,469,000. $469,000.
So that was what it was for 2008?
Right.
Okay. If it was correct in 08.
We corrected that, Dave. We didn't correct it on our side of 09 because it was a stipulated fact for the collector to collect the bill on.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
We should have corrected it.
That's where I didn't understand.
But we didn't do it.
Because we don't show anything on 07 here in 08. And
we
did
stipulation on the state tax commission's this boutique.
Yeah, it's
this is the Hilton one. The boutique one's the next.
Okay, call for the question.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Or no.
Gentlemen, the other one we have, hopefully it'll be the same circumstance. It is, from my standpoint, that's, I show it as a promenade or the boutique hotel. Is that, do you have, I don't know how you have
it
listed.
Did you stipulate the same way there, an agreement with you, Jim?
I'm trying.
That's one of the ones that went through the state tax commission.
We show it at $8,504,000.
And you say it should be $7,929,000.
Yes, sir. That was the,
what was agreed to in the...
Yes, that was a stipulation on 2008 that was agreed to in June was $7,929,000.
Now then, I have a little argument on this one. I don't believe everything was completed on that at the point of time of stipulation for January 1, 2008, which the taxes was paid on. I believe there's a possibility that we had an 07 addition.
We believe that building was completed in February of 07.
Right, which wouldn't be have any taxes coming through till 2008.
But I believe, I guess our position...
I know the mix-up was, at the time, HCW or this company here that's got... had left a condo intact to the boutique. It was our mistake, but then they had said they didn't disagree because they owned both pieces. Then we had to split that condo away from the boutique value as per the plat.
According to this, on 07, it was 7.506 million.
So there was an add-on of some kind.
For another 400,000 to bring it up to the 7.9s.
And the reason I say that, if you look at this, you see the 30,000 appraised land?
Mm-hmm.
That's relevant to a condo. Nothing to do with the value of the boutique.
What?
So the 7 million number's right.
Okay. He was just saying they don't own any condos.
Right. You don't own any land. It's on city property. So I would make a recommendation to lower the value to, would you quote that number again?
$7,929,000.
And that's exactly what we agreed to last year in front of the state tax. That's
yes.
Correct.
Same number.
We need to go.
Move that the assessor's recommendation be accepted.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Thank you, gentlemen. That's all I have.
Thank you very much. Sorry for the inconvenience.
No problem.
Now, you say this Fridley is going to be rescheduled till next week? Or?
Yes, it's going to be the 28th at 8:45.
Okay, now we still have got to go back to Dean Pater, don't we?
Who?
You got a tie vote.
That's the tie vote, but
yes.
Jim's not here. Jim's
still not here.
We can't go back to that.
Well, as soon as we have Mrs. Beecher in, we can't we?
We can always check to see if that fax came in on the James Earl property that came into the assessor's office.
Would someone look and see if I'm reading wrong on Beecher? On reason for appeal on every one of them?
No, you just right. Don't know Katie Beechner.
You will find out.
You will find out. Well, you will find out.
Yeah, we did have a little fun with that one. Should we call somebody?
What in the world? You might want to fasten your seatbelts.
I'll go check to see if the facts came in at Davis' office.
Tell Mr. Paulson to come back in.
Sure.
We had a question earlier, Bob, and it was brought to my recollection about tie votes among the commission. And Jim, we was waiting on Jim to hear a case that had been prior, and which I see as a rescheduling problem. Could you give me some information?
What you asked me is, what would a tie vote be in one of these appeals? And if there was no further action taken after that tie vote, the tie vote would mean that you didn't do anything to move the assessor's values, which would mean that it would be tantamount to a denial.
Under Robert's Rules of Order, a tie vote depends upon the motion itself. And this was a motion to deny.
Right.
And that was, in other words, a tie vote would defeat the motion to deny.
That's correct. And if no further action was taken, there'd be no action taken.
Well, then that would be the same as deny. You can't have the same. To deny would say the assessor's right. And to, if you defeated it, would say the assessor's right.
If you took no further action beyond that, my point is, you would have never moved the assessor's values. And it would be tantamount to a denial.
I mean, I'm not interested in whether we do something to the assessor or not. It's just a matter of a deal, if there's something that's agreed.
I was just
the other member
a
of the committee is here. I don't see why.
I would just ask a question, and if you don't take action on one of the requests to lower, then it's the same as a denial. Now, if you have a vote and then you have a second vote, you can certainly have a second vote at some point, but a vote.
Well, a statement was made that we'll take it back up when we have Jim Stroffus here to make a second vote.
Although it'd be a reason to make a motion to table if you wanted to do that, but if you didn't do that and you took no further action, it would be tantamount to a denial, is all I'm saying. I was asked that question.
All right. Okay.
What I was trying to do was, because we're so tightly scheduled in the future, as long as he's here in the building and get him back in, settle this thing and get it out of the way.
Well, the only reason that I brought it forward was because of our scheduling problem we've been discussing here for the last few minutes. So,
there
wasn't any other reason behind it. I just asked.
Right.
Is Jim somewhere?
Well, then I will officially make a motion to table it until we have a five-person board here.
Just to let you know, in the past, when we had an uneven number of board members, we had a lot of decisions that were tied, and when they were tied, it was determined that they were denied because they didn't pass.
I'll second the motion to table.
All in favor of tabling?
Say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
What
was that case? I don't know. I'm trying to get her scheduled. I'm trying to make it where we don't end up.
Is there any other we could do now while we're waiting on
it? The only thing that we have is that deal with the fax number going to come into Donna's office.
We didn't.
Is there any other work we do while we're waiting on Catherine? You got any?
I've got one here on the Matilda, the condo we had to drive back out. Physically remeasure at Paradise Point.
You don't happen to have a viewing number, do you?
Sure don't. It's Wayne and Matilda Anderson. Parcel number. I've got a parcel number.
Okay.
Her parcel number
yeah.
is 18-7.0-35-003-001. -014.008. We found that we were in the wrong and that her value should be set at $191,745.
Is that last week?
Yes.
That's BOE number 070048.
07?
070048.
That's not in our parcel anymore.
It should be.
We tabled it. Yeah, okay.
That's been taken out.
No, there it is right there. Okay.
0048?
What was your number again, James, or did somebody else get it?
I got 191.7 something.
That's it on the board right up there.
Yeah, she's showing that she had 1,433 square feet. We showed 1,938.
We come up with 1,474 with actual checking the plat and physical inspection.
Okay. I'll make a motion to put James's value on it.
Which was 191,745. A considerable drop.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 And what was that amount again? I'm sorry.
191,745. Now for the bad news. In that building, we had pulled the wrong plat, and we had to make several corrections while Kenny was out there. Do you gentlemen want to take that on? Or if you want to let us take care of it in another process of next year or something of that nature?
In other words, you're saying a whole bunch of them was wrong measurements?
Yes.
And so we've got bad values on a lot of them?
Need to change it.
Not lowering. About half and half, raising and lowering. It appeared that we'd pulled the plat of the neighboring building versus that building. Is that right, Kenny?
That sounds like we're opening a can of worms.
I think it needs to be corrected for the benefit of the taxpayer. I don't know how many units we're talking about. But
are they all based?
There's seven units.
Are they all based off square footage?
Yes.
Yes.
Let's just make a motion that way, and then they are all corrected.
They'll have to have the numbers.
Well, yeah, I know, but I mean, if we have, if we made the adjustment off of this particular, off the square footage, if we make the correction off the square footage, whether it lowers or increases, we'll be all right. I mean, we're treating everybody fair off the square footage. I'll make that motion.
And it's exactly half and half.
Three up and three down, or, well, can't be
well,
out of
four
seven.
And three.
Yeah.
There's three and a half and three and a half. One of them's a nightmare.
Everyone, yeah, exactly is your motion.
My motion is to go off the square footage of to make the correction.
To the proper amount.
To the proper amount.
Do you have property numbers or anything on that?
You got them all right here in his hand.
All righty.
Just read them to the clerk.
You can just give them to me. Do I have a second?
You made the motion.
I did.
James? I second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Vote is 4-0. Katie starts with 183.
Is it a telephone?
It says she will appear.
It does say she will appear. I'm just asking the board. That's what
you like to
do.
At lunch, or just at the break, Karen said she called, and she seemed confused, this Karen Kathleen Beechner, about her appointment. So perhaps she is not going to show up. Maybe we should call her.
That would be good.
She acted like she didn't even know about the appointment today. So,
is that Beechner? Or?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She came in last year. I mean, she was in 2007.
Oh, no.
for calling. Please leave a message. I'll return your call as soon as possible. Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay.
Well, I mean, there's nothing we can act on. Reason for the appeal, it says you'll find out. And she's not here to tell us.
Would you like to review her property to see if you see any discrepancies?
Okay.
Just asking.
Yes, put it up on the screen.
That's it right there. It's the first one.
This is the first one?
Yeah.
The first one just in a lot.
So where is that person in the country?
West Branson Heights.
So it's a
vacant lot? Isn't that up there behind that old butterfly thing?
No, it's in behind Dixie Stampede. There's Dixie Stampede parking lot.
Yeah, what's some of the surrounding lots valued?
Look at north of it, maybe.
2790, hers is 30. 10. That one's a little higher.
The reason hers would be a little bit higher than the one you just looked at is because it's actually cornering Hershing and Country. It probably has a pretty good access in it.
Yeah, but it's a little lower than the one to the north there.
Yeah, but it's on country. It's not on that main access road either. That's that cutoff. That Hershing Road is the cutoff that you hit off of Roark Valley and
that's
come around through
steep,
there.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the cutoff road between.
What is that we're looking at?
Those are that set of, it's a set of apartments. The ones on the one side is low income, and those others are, I can't think of the name of them, but they're...
Yeah, that is really, really, really steep there.
I can't think of the name. Oh, Oak Tree, I guess. I didn't realize that, but it is.
Well, was this just a reassessment of the lots in this particular
yes,
section?
Yes, every lot in Branson went up, I think, 15 or 20%. Is that what
this
the
about,
land value?
This is about 50%.
Well, that one's consistent with the lots in there. A lot to the north of the house.
Okay, yeah, call them up. And
see, it's a little higher. The next one up?
3480.
That one's way higher. The one in back of it to the right. Okay, it's lower than that one. On down below that next house. It's just a little bit lower, so.
That's hers. That's one of hers, too.
Oh, okay.
That's probably one of the ones she's protesting in.
And that one right against the road. See, some of those values, like I say, is maintaining it and in good shape because they do. Have access to that Hershing Road. Remember where that right angle curve is when you're going through there? If you go,
James, how safe is that to pull out on that? I mean, I haven't been on it quite a while, but I remember that was a very, very steep.
Now, Donna, that's just because you were trying to get to Walmart to a sale.
Well,
so, don't, all right.
But that doesn't mean it wasn't steep.
Okay, is the lot that's in back of that one that's pointed out, is that hers also? That one? No? Well, that one too. We don't show that in here.
She's got... Well, she evidently isn't protesting that one.
Sure, that's the new road you're seeing in behind there too. We took that and see that new easement behind there? That's where the new... road will come up from Roark Valley, which will increase her value tremendously.
But will there be access, James? Like
I believe
show
that,
there or not?
Well, I think that accessible area. See where they're going to build her a new road also coming up from the bottom? You see that wide 50-foot stretch? And then you see the, it's a big clover leaf looking road going in there. I don't know where her access will be.
Is this behind the Dixie Stampede?
Yeah, yes, back on that.
They've built some houses back there, haven't they?
Well,
there have been apartments. One time when they closed down 76, you had to travel
there.
That.
Yeah. Duplex.
People got lost all the time.
Well, I I was at the Dixie Stampede earlier in the year, and a bunch of houses.
See, those brand new duplexes are along there. I mean, really nice duplexes. It's not a desolate area. We've been trying over the last five cycles to get grants and land values where we think they need to be.
Well, that one lot, now I don't know where the others are because I couldn't ever catch them there. But that one lot right there is pretty well in line, or if not lower than a lot of the others around it. Now, her other lot in back of it there, the big one,
right
that
there.
One right there, is that, let me look at the parcel number, 001. She, that's not one of the ones, is it? That,
no.
Yeah, it is, too.
Oh.
We've got all three of her lots right there are all...
We've got that one even lower than the corner one.
Well, it's not quite as accessible. You go run
right.
A real good road.
That's what I'm saying. It's not a corner lot.
Yeah.
Now, what's that little strip there right there? That's hers also?
Yeah, we don't have
it. Okay, parcel number... Okay, we've got it at... we've got it at 5,000. So
now,
really, that's not too much out of line.
I don't think it is. Now, Kenny just made me aware that aren't they doing a lot of sewer work, actual Branson sewer going through there now?
They repaired the road pretty bad last time I was out there. I don't know if
their road was closed last time I was back there. They were working on it, and you couldn't
right.
Go down that road.
Yeah, they're putting sewer, new sewer line or something.
Okay, that's the two together. And then the...
Why is this one lot so much less than the other two?
Because it's
not
that little strip he's pointing to right there. See, it's just a little narrow strip.
Then she must have a house on there somewhere.
Well, the next one is Skyline.
Yeah, 34 by 146 feet. I don't know what you do with that.
You put it with a lot next door to it and have a nice big one. She owns it too.
And then the value of both of them would increase.
Probably designed for duplexes.
Well, I actually see that they are in line with everything around there myself, so.
She didn't show up for this appointment.
With her not here for the appointment, I would have to make a motion to deny her request and keep the value as the assessor has.
Is that on the three lots?
That's
on
those. No, those three lots there. We haven't looked at the last one yet.
001 and 000 and 002.
I'll second the motion there.
Yes.
Just a minute. 183, 184, and 185.
And then 186 is the is Skyline. That's got to be a house or a condo.
Brand new house.
2008.
08 res.
Because it had no, in other words, there was only a lot before. The residents were built in 2008. But a small house, evidently with a basement?
32 by 32. Two story, and a basement under 16 by 32, unfinished. So it's got quite a bit of straight up room, it looks like.
It's just one level plus basement, isn't it?
It's two-story plus half basement, and it's on at $41 a square foot, a brand new home.
1024, you can't have two floors of 500 feet apiece in a house. It'd be like building an asylum.
1024, that's first floor living.
Okay, is there a second floor?
Yeah, see, you're 2112
two floors
adjustment.
Plus an unfinished basement.
So you've adjusted those areas.
That wasn't a basement.
No, it's a half basement and an upstairs.
This 16 to 30.
A half basement and an upstairs.
There's two floors in addition to the unfinished basement. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
But not a full second story.
Yeah. It's a full two-story home.
Well, if you take the 1024 and double
we
it.
We only use 0.8.
We use 0.8 on the second floor.
Okay.
We don't give it the full value.
And then what do you use on the basement?
0.3 because it's unfinished.
Okay, so that's just a hair over double.
That's
okay, that's where you come up with
okay,
that.
Where you want.
Well, you have some weird things.
Don't look at me and say that. That's what the state provides us with.
Okay.
Well, this house, it's been a subdivision that way. $116,000 house.
Do we have a picture of that one? Well, no, because that's a vacant lot there, isn't it? That doesn't show the house on it.
305.
They might have a picture when they did the assessment.
305 Wimbledon Drive, but it says apartment 10.
Oh, you already looked?
Now it's Skyline.
I mean, you know, on the
property. This one's on Skyline.
Oh, here it is. Okay, Skyline.
It's a real nice.
Oh, it'd be there.
It, well, a $41 is pretty low per square foot.
Yeah.
So.
I'm thinking I built one of them other two houses.
Well, we don't have a picture of this one? Hmm. Well, the last picture we have is when it was, there was no house on it.
That's correct.
Yeah, that was flown in 06.
What's the big thing just above it there?
House.
That's a house.
Multiply that by five.
It's,
that's 105,
100.
It's a little higher than her house.
Right, and it's probably a, I'd say that house is an older, older house.
17,000, so her house is worth more than this one.
There's kind of an odd-shaped house there.
But it's assessed at 17, hers is assessed at 22.
And that one there is at 23,950, but it's an older, older house also.
Well, again, hers is less than that.
Yeah.
So what case is she at?
Oh, 22, I'm sorry. Yeah, I was looking.
Well, we'd keep it on the back burner. I mean, if we remember. What I mean by remember is not having to think through it again. Well, I don't care.
I just don't see anything here. It's a case for, compared to other properties that we've seen, it's out of line.
Her square footage on the house is low.
Pretty low. So.
Did you all set the appointment, I assume?
I mean, yes, we sent her a letter, and I was wrong. It was not her that called this afternoon about her appointment. It was someone else. So, yes, I sent her a letter for this time, and...
Didn't hear otherwise?
And so she just didn't show up. She hasn't called.
Maybe that's the you'll find out.
Didn't find out much.
Do we have a motion on this last one?
No other information sent in. If there was other information that had been sent in with the request that we had to act on, but we don't have a thing to go on.
You could rehear it, I guess, if something was real outstanding.
Let's
right?
make a motion to deny it, and then if she comes forward, she didn't make her appointment.
A motion and a second to deny.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Are you Mr. Shuntz?
Yes, I am.
All right. Let's get your 1188.
Father is 0188.
I want to go to the podium,
please.
Okay.
Originals are there if the pictures didn't come out clear. We made copies for their
book. Okay, thank you. Yeah, I took a bunch more in a camera, but I didn't realize, you know, to put this camera all around. I think we can handle it with what you've got, but I've got more here, so if we need to look and see what's happening. And
Bob, does this lay north or south of your house? This land?
South.
Between you and Ron?
Yes.
I make a motion to roll this value back to last year's value. Or I mean make a recommendation, I'm sorry.
So recommend on the advice of the assessor?
Second.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, thank you very much, and I've got more I want to talk to you about later.
That'd be fine.
Yeah, I guess I want to talk to Bob Dixon about something.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
James, how come?
Mini Stalls is just to the right of this, and we went in this subdivision and raised them all. I don't believe you could build on that lot if you even wanted to. It's so small. Bob's house is on a lot big enough to build on, and his mother's house is on a lot big enough to build on.
The lot is 35 by 70. 40 feet of it goes off the cliff. I bought it because my mother was in her 90s, and in case somebody built next door, I didn't want kids. So it was either $700 or $900 I paid for it, and you can't grow any. It's rocks. You can't grow. You can't put an outhouse with your 25-foot setback.
Now, is that wrong place right there? To
well,
the south?
Let's see. I can't see.
Yeah, there where the lawnmowers are.
This?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all.
Wrong white.
Oh, yeah, that's my house, and then that lot is over here, but it just...
Virtually unbuilt, unless you had the other lots.
Well, even then. I'd have to put, it cost me $50,000, I'd have to put stilts, I can't, but it's, I bought it from Mom to have a safety zone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Daniel Shepard. 232. Mr. Shepard, he says here he'd prefer a phone call.
Oh, these are the apartments up here in Forsyth, I suppose.
Oh, Larry Snyder. That's the low income.
Right. I just recognized
him. So we go to the Maryville type.
Yeah.
Yeah, account code you have.
Yeah, that's Larry Snyder built those years ago. Back in the '80s.
Where are they located? On the
down,
highway?
Down by the condos. You know, it's, I mean, the condos built around them. It was that low income that was down there before the condos ever got built.
So that's what that is. I didn't realize that that...
Yeah.
I'll be gone.
Hello.
Yeah.
This is Bob Rose with the Board of Equalization.
Yeah, I just talked with y'all about Mr. Lindsay's property.
Oh,
thought I recognized.
Yes, sir, it's the same place, same place.
Nah.
Or, I mean, the same guy representing both, I guess, sorry.
We didn't receive that fax.
No, I've called Lindy, and he hasn't returned my call yet, so I was going to go over there after this hearing.
All right, then, thank you.
No.
Are we calling on this other one?
Oswego, West.
Yeah, I've got another one. This Oswego Westview Apartments.
That's the one we're talking about.
Countryside Properties.
Mm-hmm. What is your case for this one?
Well, did the clerk get my fax with the income and expense, I mailed it certified, and then the assessor, I mailed him a copy as well.
Yes, we have that.
Okay. Now, is it? This mean that you want to go to the income approach rather than?
I just want to see if the income approach will be considered. All we're doing is submitting it for the board to review. Whatever y'all decide, obviously, is fine. But we provided the 3 years income and expense. And like I said, it pretty much is what it is. Backed out, like I said, real estate tax, the interest on the mortgage payable, all the things that you can't allow for in an income approach, and the number, that's where the number is. So, you know, they
would it be
a 7% cap because these obviously get the rental assistance, and it was based on the Callaway County ruling.
Would it be a
sorry?
Would it be appropriate for this board to table this because we have several of the income approach matters to make a decision on?
If your appeal is based on the idea that you want to have this property valued on the income approach, is that what you're appealing for, really?
Well, I mean, in any appraisal, there's the three approaches. Yeah. You know, a cost, a sales, and then an income approach. All I've done is just submit the income to the assessor for review. You know, as far as the assessor, you guys have got to basically take the three approaches and reconcile them. I understand that. But a lot of times on income-producing properties, the income approach is the best indication of value. That's why we sent that in.
We have,
once I ran the numbers, the income approach wasn't justifying the $442,160 that was the appraised value on this property.
Which Callaway County case were you talking about?
Well, I've got it right here.
It's the Maryville case.
Callaway County would be.
Callaway County's Maryville, isn't it?
Is it Maryville?
That's the Maryville case.
Maryville case.
Isn't Callaway County at the Maryville case?
Let me pull it out real quick.
This is a 7% cap rate.
It was Hope Summit Square versus Callaway County.
Okay. Thank you.
Do we want to put this with others?
With all the other income approach.
Okay. We have several similar types of properties that have requested that approach. We'll put yours in with it. It will be done toward the end of the month, and we're going to go look at all of them at the same time.
Can I just ask a question without opening a can of worms? Or maybe?
Yeah.
Is this a low-income housing tax credit situation?
Yes.
Okay.
And then I have a question. I'm James Strahan, the assessor.
Yes.
How did this property sell? I understand that from just recollection of past references to this property that the gentleman that built the property had used all the tax credits up. Did they reissue some tax credits on it?
Not to my knowledge. I'm not aware of any sale. Now, I'll ask my client, but they still receive the rental assistance. As far as whether the tax credits are used up, I don't know. I mean, that's a good question, and I'll ask them.
Because Larry called me about 4 or 5 years ago and said the tax credits, what the value to that property might be if the tax credits was all used up, and I couldn't come up with an answer. But does Larry still own it? Is my question.
I'm not familiar with Larry. All I know is Countryside Properties LP is the owner of record, and Mako Management is the management company, and we also work for them. And so Mako has contracted us to handle the appeals, the income, stuff like that. So,
well, on your expense,
I can't answer your question on Larry.
Well, Larry Snyder's name is on the tax rolls on this under Countryside Properties in care of Larry Snyder.
Okay.
So what is the value that you came up with? And I may be, it's in here probably, but rather than...
$298,743.
We will need a breakdown, and I hope you've got it on here. I noticed you just listed expenses as operating and maintenance. And we need to kind of go through what that might be.
And that's the, you should have the actuals that back that up for all 3 years. It'll be under it'll say the Countryside Properties LP, Oswego, Westview Apartments, Statement of Income.
Right.
And you've also got the form RD-3560-7 that they're required to file. Multifamily housing project budget, and that's going to have it as well. a lot of times on their operating statements, they don't break out what the real estate tax amount was from the taxes and insurance line. So I provide that to show you that I've backed out for the real estate taxes. I haven't included those in the expenses. Neither have I included the interest on the mortgage payable.
Okay. Did you, one other thing I would have is I noticed you take reserve for replacement at a percentage. Is that substantiated over here in this expense report?
What I've done for the reserves is I've used $200 a unit. It reflects an expense of about 5.31 on the pro forma, but it's just a basic number we use for properties dependent on age and condition. Well, it ranges from 200 a unit to 300 a unit. That's for capital expenditure items such as asphalt, you know, replacing a roof, dishwashers, washers, dryers, water heaters, things like that.
Well, I'm seeing
a lot of these folks are required to have a reserve for a replacement account when they set these projects up.
Right, but I see you taking $182 over here on painting and different things like that. I thought that would fall in reserve for replacement.
Where do you see that at?
Coming down on operating and maintenance expense schedule, I see painting involved, and I would assume that would be in the 5% expense that you took on reserve for replacements. And there's a couple other items on there, but that would be the questions I'd have as the assessor. If you're taking it as $200 per unit on the 5.31 performa, how we could come back here and use it as a total expense.
Yeah, and that's fine. And what's happened on this is, looking at the expense line, I went off of the statement of income, and the, like I said, the 24, the 33, or 3560 form actually breaks that down for this 2008 year. And so if I've double popped on that, then obviously I would want to, you know, go back and back that out. Meaning the $5,179.40 for maintenance and repair payroll, maintenance and repair supplies, stuff like that, we can back that out.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Right. That's just something that caught my eye about glancing over there.
Now, a lot of these, I mean, I look at so many of these a year. Sometimes my eyes get, and I've missed that, so.
Well, and then another one would be questionable on my part would be maintenance and repairs contract. What that truly meant as, would that be in the reserve for a replacement of 5%?
Yeah. Well, under, you know, like I said, where I come from, working for the assessor for 8 years, I mean, I always tried to take those capital expenditures and put them into a reserve for replacement.
I see.
Most folks, you know, they do it different in different counties. I would expect, you know, that if I'm going to take them out of the reserve for replacement, that they not be taken out of the operating expenses. And so if the board would like, I can rework the pro forma because it was my mistake, and then, you know, have those items backed out.
I would
$5,179, $18,45, $879, and $182.
Because the assessor's right, those are capital expenditure items.
Well, now, if there's anything you want to refine and provide to go with this, you should get it into the county clerk's office before we get around. Probably next week we're going to be getting.
How long would that take you to do that?
Oh, probably, I don't know, 5 minutes at the most. I mean, you know, one of the things that, just to give you an idea, if you've got my printout available that says, that's got the 3 years of actuals and then the pro forma section.
Yes.
You can see on the operating expenses on, you know, year 2008 that their actuals were 74.09%.
Yes.
70.23 in 07, and then 71.38 in 06.
Yes.
If you look at my pro forma section, I only use 60.
Right.
And so it looks like, looking at this just from from my, I mean, it might be a wash from what the actuals were to what I was requesting. So, I mean, I felt that 74% expense was too high. I mean, it's just a personal feel. So that's why I utilized 60%.
Well,
once I go back and I back those items out of that, like I said, that form 3560, we're probably going to be right on about 60% expense, would be my guess.
Right.
So I don't look like 70s. I'm too far out of the ballpark.
Yeah, up in the 70s does appear a little high because all the appraisals I've seen has showed expense to income ratio of about 60-40. Sometimes as high as 64.
Yeah. I just, like I said, I've looked at so many of these that once I see them up in the 70s, you know, just my own personal feel on it is that that's too high. But like I said, I mean, you know, I'll be more than happy to rework it and see where the number, you know, where the number lands. But I don't feel so bad now that looking at that I've used 60.
I'd recommend to this board that we get his numbers in here as quickly as possible and let him fax them up to us, and then we could relook this maybe Thursday afternoon or something.
Will that be at the same time with the others?
Yeah. I just want to see his numbers.
Okay.
I've got the fax number for Mr. Strahan. I'll fax that here in about the next 10 minutes.
Okay, and put your estimated value on there.
Oh, yes, sir, I will.
All right.
Thank you, Dan.
Right.
You're welcome. All right, bye-bye.
Motion to table.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
So, Bob, this is an older property, right?
Yes.
And so, the Maryville case, when it passed, that's what's brought these up? Has he been paying the $400,000 or whatever it is?
Right.
I don't know that he's been. I don't even know that right now he's using the Maryville Properties case. He's using an income approach, but I don't know if he's separating the low-income housing tax credits out or not.
It appeared that he was subtracting out his reimbursements from the government for the rent itself.
Okay. But he's using the Polk County versus. I mean. Polk versus Callaway County.
Right.
You didn't mention the Maryville.
No, Maryville's a little different on this case. And I know that I worked this case about 4 years ago, like I say, and Larry was ready to sell the property because he'd used the tax credits up.
It's very similar to the Maryville Properties case, but I don't think it's the same issue.
It's more like Branson Manor.
I see that one's coming in Thursday again.
Every year. Browning, I guess.
I see Branson Manor's on there.
He comes in every year.
Well, they're gonna fare better this year than they did the last two.
They learned the method. They've learned the method.
All right, is there anything now that we're... Have we tabled anything for the day that can be resolved now?
Your time.
We're not going to do that.
They tabled that.
I know.
Make a motion to recess.
So granted, it does not require a vote.
The Kohl's and Kmart were waiting on something, is that?